Hey folks, Dan Ferriero here with some exciting news for anybody looking to buy a house in Illinois. We were just notified by the Federal Home Loan Bank of Chicago that we have $1 million to help people buy properties in Illinois. And they're going to be segregated into $10,000 down payment assistance grants for people. So in this video, we're going to do is go over to see if you qualify. So the first thing we want to do is go through and basically explain what is this program. So we go down through here and here it is right here. The DPP program is a program funded by the Federal Home Loan Bank of Chicago that provides down payment and closing cost assistance for income eligible home buyers. Funds are available for to qualified borrowers through a participating Federal Home Loan Bank member. That is me. I work at ServBank, and we are a member of the Federal Home Loan Bank of Chicago. So we are able to offer this program to you guys. The next thing is, let's go down through here, and what is it, and how much are you going to get? Well, you're going to get 10 grand, and it shows right over there. So what's the terms behind this? Do you need to pay it back, or is it forgiven? That's one of the first questions that I would ask if I'm a consumer. Well, a lot of these programs, it's completely forgivable. So you walk out of the closing, and you don't own a penny. We got that program. So there's others that completely give you another lien on your house. It's a second mortgage, basically, and it's on there forever until you pay it off or sell the house and you have to pay it off at the closing. We have those too. Well, this one is kind of a hybrid. The unique piece about this is you're going to get $10,000, and if you don't do anything in 5 years, you stay at the house, you don't have to pay it back. But if you pay off your house or you sell your house within 5 years, you're going to owe a portion of this back. And we can go over that in more detail with you at the time of the application. So that is one area that you do. If you have to do anything within the first 5 years, you might have to pay it back, but you can refinance. Let's take a deep dive in to see, do you qualify? Does the house you're looking to buy qualify? And does the loan type you're looking to get into actually qualify as well? So let's take a deep dive. First thing we're going to come across is home buyer requirements. So what is the requirement of you to get into this program? Well, there's actually seven of them, and I'll go through these real quick. One, you have to apply for a mortgage or financing from a participating Federal Home Loan Bank of Chicago. Well, that is me, and I'll put the link right down below. Next, provide an executed purchase contract. Well, you might not have one right now or at the time of application. That's fine, because we're going to get you pre-approved first, and then you're going to go out there and start looking for a house. Okay, so that's number two. Disclose current income sources and pending changes in income status. This is the basically the biggest piece of this puzzle when it comes down to this grant, okay? There's a lot of restrictions when it comes to this grant. What it was intended for was middle to low income families to help them get into home ownership. So to qualify for this program, you have to be at 80% of the average median income in Illinois. So how do you figure out if you qualify for that or not? Well, let's get over to this section right through here so I can show you some of the basics behind this. So if you're in Chicago, here's what the area median income is. Basically, you're going to look at the 80% range right through here, and you're going to work your way down. How many members do you have in your household? So that is what your income limits would be in Chicago. If you want to find out what your income limits basically are anywhere else in the state, I'm going to post a link down below of this. What you're going to do is it's going to pop up this mapping system. You're going to put in your address right here, and it's going to tell you right through here, this is what you're going to be looking at. What's the 80% of the average median income? That's the area you're standing right there. So if all the members of your household that are working, their income comes to that or less, you can move to the next step. So you will have to take a home educational class, and we'll provide you that link if you get approved for this system, because you can't close until you have the home education counseling done. It's an educational tool just to explain home ownership to you, the cost of things and so forth. It's more of just informing you of what home ownership is going to bring to you. Okay. Now, the next thing is your home buyer's contribution. You as the buyer have to have at least $1,000 of your own money into the transaction, because basically they're saying you got to have some skin in the game. And now the next thing we're going to see is property requirements. Now, here's also another cool thing. A lot of times these programs are only available for a single family home. Well, this one's actually available for attached homes, which are single family. Detached homes, or attached homes could be like a duplex or something like that. Detached homes is just a single family home sitting out there. Condominiums and manufactured homes. Okay, that's much better than a lot of the programs out there right now. And you can buy up to a 2-unit property. Eligibility use of the funds. So what can these funds be used for? Well, they can be used for the down payment, setting up your escrow, interest rate buy downs. And if you're rehabbing a house, you can also put that into the acquisition cost of that as well. Now, here's another piece that I find really interesting. Okay. Most down payment assistance programs, if you're watching this video, you probably have to agree with me. They're either for conventional loans, like most of the ones we have right now, there's up to $6,500 of free money, but it's only available on a conventional loan. This program is available for conventional, FHA, VA, and USDA, okay? So those are the programs it's available with, okay? Okay, so now let's talk about the first mortgage requirements. The loan must be a minimum of 5 years, okay? On an adjustable rate mortgage, the initial rate lock period must be a minimum of 5 years as well. Interest-only first mortgage are ineligible. Next is the lender must determine if you're able to pay this back. And they're requiring you either have a 45% debt ratio or less, or we get an AUS approval, meaning if we run your loan through automated underwriting, if we get an approval, even with a 50% debt ratio, you're good to go. Okay, so now the most difficult part of this is determining the household income. Again, what I said before is this program was intended for middle to low income families. So they want to make sure they're taking in all the income of that household to make sure, you know, people aren't cheating. So how do they determine this? Members must calculate the annual income for each household member ages 18 years and older. Never really seen that before other than with a USDA loan. So that is one kind of unique situation for this, but I think it's going to have minimum impact. Well, last but not least is this. Okay, so how a lot of the, I'm going to say almost every other down payment assistance program works is like this. Okay, you know, you have a 5 year waiting period on this program. Okay, so if you do anything on the property, you sell it. In most cases, if you refinance, you have to pay off this lien. Well, the benefit of this lien is you can actually refinance your current mortgage, and this lien can be subordinated, meaning it can stay right in the position it's at, so you don't have to touch it. And hopefully you don't have to touch it for 5 years in making this loan that you don't have to pay it back, okay? And again, last but not least, there is a 60-month or a 5-year payback period. But again, if you stay in the property for at least 5 years or longer, you don't have to pay it back at all. So those are the parameters or the guidelines that we have so far from the Federal Home Loan Bank. So we want to be able to offer this to everybody out there in Illinois. So if you're out there contemplating, you know, can I buy a house in this market? We would love to help you. My name is Dan Frio. I'll have all the information you need right down below to assist you step by step of the way if you're looking to buy a house in Illinois in 2024. Thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. Have a fantastic day. Hope to work with you soon. Bye-bye.